Kenny Rota, Cleveland insider for Sports Time Ohio. Kenny, we're not talking about Johnny Manziel or LeBron James, so this is a very big day for all of us here.
It is very strange. I don't know if I can answer any of your questions if Johnny Football or the King aren't involved.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, I don't know who this Gordon guy is. I mean, I don't even know that he plays here.
We've got shirts out now. I'm looking on Twitter as I follow some of the people that follow me. They've got free Gordon T-shirts out now, but it's kind of in the Rastafarian photographic mode, though, if you know what I mean. So a lot of people in this neck of the woods know who he is, and a lot of people are upset with the way the NFL handled this situation.
So Gordon says he's upset because of the secondhand smoke. Does he really have a leg to stand on if he wants to try to fight this outside of the NFL?
I don't think he does. And I was talking, you know, with your producer there, and this is a guy that has been in trouble with the law and in these situations in his past. It's followed him wherever he's gone, from Utah to Baylor, now with the Browns in the NFL. He tested positive. He appealed. And, yeah, I understand it was a nanogram or something that was the difference between the first test being positive and the second test being negative and everything. But this is the rules that were put in place by the NFLPA and the NFL. He's got to abide by them, whether he likes them or not, whether he thinks they should be changed or not, they're in place. And he broke those rules. And as crazy as it sounds that he's getting suspended for a full year because of 15, I'm sorry, it was 15 nanograms, you know, those are the rules. And I read his statement, guys. And he said, I'm very disappointed that the NFL and its hearing office didn't exercise better discretion and judgment in my case. Well, what about his discretion and judgment to be hanging around with the people that he's been hanging around with? If you remember, he got pulled over for speeding on Memorial Day, and somebody else in the car took the hit for a marijuana possession. So he was hanging around with people who had marijuana then. Then he's at a party or wherever, and he gets this from secondhand smoke. Kind of hard for me to believe that that's exactly what happened, but that's his story, sticking to it. But still, he should have used better discretion and judgment with the people he was hanging around with.
I think the discretion quote I read three times, thinking that there was an I missing or that it was miswritten, and I was like, well, I guess not. I guess he really feels that way.
I guess he does. You know, when you read it, I just started laughing. I'm like, really? You're going to talk about discretion and judgment by the NFL, considering everything that you've done dating back to May when you tested positive and you appealed, and then you got pulled over for speeding once and somebody in the car had marijuana. They took the hit for it. You got pulled over again in July for speeding, and you spent 2 weeks in a rehab facility. And the guy obviously has some serious problems, and while he's away, this concerns me because I remember doing a TV show right before the draft, and I said, I hope they take Sammy Watkins, A, because I think he's one of the best players in the draft, and B, because you never know what's going to happen with Josh Gordon when he's away from football. And sure enough, that's about when it happened, when he tested positive. So, you know, this is a kid that needs some help while he's away, and I hope the Browns don't turn their back on him and they do everything they can to help this kid get his life straightened out, because you know, one time, okay, maybe twice, but this is what, third, fourth, fifth, sixth time that this has happened to him? He needs some serious help.
Now, did the Browns use proper discretion and judgment by having him run around with the ones over the last month plus?
I think one of the reasons that they did that was because right now neither quarterback is starting quarterback caliber in the NFL. And so they wanted to put their best receiver out there maybe to see if it would help either quarterback. And in the meantime, his head wasn't straight. He wasn't going 100%. He dropped balls in the game. Then he had an injury, and this was affecting him. So when you look back on it, no, it was a bad decision by the Browns to do that. I kind of understand what they were trying to do, because they weren't sure if it was Hoyer or if it was Manziel, but it didn't work out for them. And now this guy's gone for the year. And their receiving corps, I told you one of the other times I was on with you, they have one touchdown amongst like 16 different receivers that are on the active roster right now and trying to make this football team. Josh Gordon had 9 and 1,600 yards receiving last year. This is a major blow to an already struggling offense.
Now, Kenny, here's the big million-dollar question. He's one of the top three most talented receivers in the NFL at worst. He's going to be away from a year. He's going to apply for reinstatement. If he applies for reinstatement and gets back in, is he still a Brown next year?
That's a great question. Because of what he did last year, and again, remember last year, he missed two games because he tested positive for codeine, guys. So we're talking about a guy that, you know, is trying, I don't know, every possible way to get high and see if he can get away with it. I'm not sure, but he missed two games, played in 14, still led the league in receiving yards, 19 yards per catch. He's a serious threat downfield, but he's also a serious threat to himself. And that's what the Browns need to consider. Is it worth sticking this out, standing by him, and seeing that he gets the treatment that he needs and giving him another chance, or do they just cut ties with him right now? I'll be honest with you. I don't know what they're going to do.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show. He's Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon on the line with us. Cleveland Insider for Sports Time, Ohio. It's Kenny Rota. You can follow him on Twitter at TheKennyRota. And what's the confidence level in Mike Patton right now? What are Cleveland fans saying about him, given the way this offseason and this training camp have gone?
Well, he's won the press conferences. Unfortunately, that doesn't count for much when the regular season starts. They like what they hear about bloodying the opponent's nose and playing like a Brown. We're still trying to figure out what the heck that is, by the way. And also, you know, that they're in a tough division. It's a black and blue division, and we got to go out there and play. He's said all the right things. Has he handled the quarterback situation the right way, in my opinion? No, the way he handled the competition. Have they handled the Josh Gordon situation the right way? And I won't put it all on him. I think they should have been more concerned about Josh Gordon in the offseason as an organization. And I don't want to say he needed a babysitter, but guess what? It seems like he needs a babysitter to stay on the straight and narrow when he's away from football. So Mike Patton is going to be judged by what he does starting September 7th at Pittsburgh on the sidelines. Is he going to have that deer in the headlights look like Pat Shurmur had in his first game? Well, actually, like his first 15 games. Or is this guy going to be able to handle the X's and O's and the in-game adjustments and whether or not to go for it on fourth and one, or do we punt? Should I challenge that play? He's going to be judged by what he does on the sidelines during the games on Sunday and whether or not they win or lose. So right now, the jury's still out on him. The jury came back on Josh Gordon, and he's out for a year.
Kenny Rota, Cleveland Insider, Fox Sports Time for Sports Time Ohio. We're Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show. Kenny, as always, appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you know what, guys? I think he's going to try and maybe take this to court. I don't know if his attorneys have a chance. Maybe he should hire Franklin and Bash. I just got done watching them on TV. They always seem to get their clients off.
Nice. Mark Paul Gosselaar getting a reference on the show. That's impressive, Kenny. I like that.
Zach Morris, Saved by the Bell. Come on now. He's turned out to be more than just Zach from Saved by the Bell. We can't say the same for Dustin Diamond and his sex tape, right?
Now, wait. I'm going to guess. Hang on. Mark Paul Gosselaar is Franklin, or is he Bash?
He is Peter Bash.
Oh, I was so close.
Just remember Zach Bash. That's how I remember. It's real easy to do that way. Zach Bash, Zach Morris, Peter Bash, Zach Bash. That's the way you remember which one he was on Franklin and Bash.
There you go. And Breckenmeyer's one of the producers and creators, so he's got more pull.
Kenny, and Malcolm McDowell's phenomenal as Stanton Infeld on that show. It's one of my favorite TV shows out there. So anytime that's on, I'm watching it. Thank goodness it was done before I had to talk to you guys.
Anything goes on in Cleveland or is on cable television, 11:30 at night. Kenny Rota is your man. Follow him on Twitter, Kenny. You're the man, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime.